This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is former Tennessee Senator and former Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. But he doesn't join us to talk about Republican politics. He actually joins us from the Clinton Global Initiative, and he joins us now to talk about his role in that project and what the initiative is focused on this year. And, Senator, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
How did you get involved with the Clinton Global Initiative?
I have been a long-term supporter of this initiative, which brings together on an annual basis about 1,000 people, including 65 heads of state or former heads of state, including about 400 leaders of corporate America, and indeed these are chieftains and corporate leaders from around the world, and then about 500 people from non-government organizations and civil society. The whole purpose is to connect the dots in addressing the global issues such as global disease, the need for education, global warming, climate change, the big issues that are facing us across the world today. How can we, partnering together, address them?
One of the biggest issues, of course, in recent years has been getting those key AIDS treatment drugs at low cost to those who need them in Africa and other parts of the world. What are the major priorities of the initiative this year? I assume that's still one of them.
Well, it is one of them. It's one we've made, at least in the United States of America, at least our leadership has indeed led the world to address the fact that 3 million people dying of HIV, 2 million of tuberculosis, and 1 million of malaria. We've made great headway. Right now, we have 2 million people on antiretroviral therapy in Africa and indeed around the world because of these recent initiatives. 4 years ago, there were 50,000. So huge success stories that we're celebrating in part. One of the initiatives that I'm introducing today and seeking funding for is to look at healthcare systems. So instead of just having treatment for with antiretrovirals for HIV or bed nets for malaria, how do we have sustainable economic development in terms of healthcare systems? So we're putting together a mid-level management-type core of people volunteering from America to go to places in Africa like Tanzania or like Kenya or South Africa to share their experiences to help build up sustainable systems of healthcare through which we can deliver these individual types of treatment that we've been so successful with in the past. That's the example. I will go forward and present this, and hopefully some of the people from corporate America and these corporations across the world will fund this partnership. I can provide the hundreds of people to go into Africa. We've got to lower those barriers, help build systems that will be around 10, 20, 30 years from now.
Well, Senator, you led perfectly into my next question, which is how much money do you believe is necessary to accomplish these initiatives successfully? And is it any harder to get that money from corporate America, given the dicey ground they're standing on right now?
Well, you know, it'll be interesting. And President Clinton talked early this morning, and President Bush 41 joined him on stage, again illustrating that this is purely nonpartisan approach. And what we're trying to do is figure out the best ways, not using necessarily government money, but how you partner with corporate America, with NGOs, and with civil society together. The backdrop is the bailout, the discussion of the bailout. Is there going to be money left over? And it's a legitimate concern. But not everything takes a lot of money. I'll also be presenting for Save the Children and the Survive to Five campaign about the fact that there are 25,000 kids who will die over the next 24 hours across the world. Two-thirds of those are preventable through inexpensive means, through things like vaccinations and oral rehydration and vitamin A. It is inexpensive. It is cheap. It's been proven in the past, and we can prevent two-thirds of those deaths, 16,000 a day or about 7 million a year. That doesn't take a lot of money. It does take organization. It does take partnership. It takes pulling people together and capturing the best of the creative and innovative spirit of the American people and making sure we share that with parts of Africa that simply have not been exposed to that inexpensive technology in the past.
The last 60 seconds with the former Majority Leader of the U.S. Senate, Bill Frist. And, Mr. Leader, many Americans are aware of the great humanitarian work you've done on medical missions. So what will your personal role be in some of these efforts?
Well, right now I'm working with a group called AfriCare, and that is a nationally a program based in the United States. We're in about 40 countries around the world addressing issues of clean water, sanitation, HIV/AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis. The second initiative is this leadership core, which we're introducing today, to share the expertise in management to rebuild systems and to build for the first time systems in Africa, because we know it takes a healthy society to be a productive society, and that is one of the major tools that we can use to lift people out of poverty. And thirdly, the Millennium Challenge Corporation. The American taxpayer has put $7 billion into it. It is money that is built around fighting corruption, building up countries in terms of development, lifting them out of poverty with tools of sustainable economic development.
Senator, I know your time is precious, sir. Thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us today.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Former Senator Bill Frist served two terms in the U.S. Senate from the state of Tennessee from 1995 to 2007. From 2003 to 2007, he served as majority leader of the U.S. Senate. Now he's a spokesman and actively involved with the Clinton Global Initiative. This is Dateline Washington.